We have 135,000 public road miles, putting us fourth in the nation in Kansas. You might not realize that, so we know Tony, we know people like him, and they know us. It's absolutely vital to Kansas and all of us in regards to transportation and our energy costs. I think that's been underscored by virtually every speaker. $4 gasoline and $4.60 diesel fuel are breaking the backs of too many farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, and employees, and the people who bring the goods to us, i.e. the truckers. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is long overdue, and you've heard it over and over again now, for Congress to listen and act on their calls for realistic, comprehensive energy solutions. The time has come for the Senate to engage in full and fair debate on ways to find more and use less. And to date, that has not happened. The problem of high fuel prices cannot be resolved with simple solutions like focusing only on speculation. The truth is, simple solutions, half measures, will not fix what is a historic challenge. We are now at the energy Rubicon. And to think that one side holds the key to our energy crisis is completely irresponsible. Ideas and amendments from all members, both sides of the aisle, should be heard and given proper consideration. That is the way the Senate used to work. That is the Senate that I used to know. It doesn't work that way now. And the people who drive these trucks are paying the price. That's not right. We need to fix it. We need action on energy now.